we've previously discussed the different approaches to understanding the Yachatz as it relates to Lechem Mishnah. Today I'd like to address the issue of Yachatz as it relates to another halacha, specifically the rule of Ein Ma'avir in Al HaMitzvos. The general principle that one is not allowed to pass over a object of mitzvah in order to get to another object of mitzvah. I believe that's brought down with regard to Hanukkah candles.
Is that a pun? It's,
no.
Passover.
No, it wasn't really, but...
Wow, I thought that was deep,
You have that, as Siona mentioned earlier, with regard to your tefillin. You're supposed to situate your tefillin in such a way that you first encounter your tefillin shel yad, because that's the first one that you put on. Similarly with your talis, you're supposed to place your talis as such that you would get your talis prior to your tefillin. And I mentioned earlier that in the event that one would actually take out his tefillin first, you'd be required to put those on. You can't put them aside and put on your talis.
Also, if you grab the
bracha out of order,
you put on your tefillin first. If you take the wrong tefillin, though, you violated Ein Ma'avir in Al HaMitzvos, but you don't put on. You can't put on the shel rosh first.
Okay. Oh, what did you just say?
Talis.
Oh, Ein talis before tefillin. I mean,
tefillin before talis.
Right. Okay.
Ein Ma'avirin
Al HaMitzvos. Don't pass up mitzvahs. Okay?
By the way,
now the Maharsha, I'm sorry?
When putting on tefillin, do we do the entire arm and then the head, or do we go here and then put on that?
So there are different practices.
Assuming we're not saying a bracha on that.
There are different practices.
You're going to have to come tonight to figure
out. The standard minhag Ashkenaz, I believe, is to go down to your wrist, then put on the shal yad, then come back and do the fingers. Do the shalrosh and then come back into your fingers. The tour cites the rosh, and the rosh says this in a tshuva that he felt it was more appropriate to just do, I think he says, 3 or 4 wrappings of the shal yad and then go do the shalrosh, because that's all that was necessary to keep it on. Right, you don't have to go all the way down to the end, because those aren't really necessary. Make a din, you only need the 3, as far as absolute halacha, you only need to have the thing tied on, the bias needs to be tied on. The rest is more custom, how it's done. Some do 6, some do 6 and 2 halves, some do 7.
Customs
some,
that we can break? Cannot.
Not a matter of breaking, I mean, everyone essentially follows one of X amount of customs. You can't go ahead and make up your own custom, it has to be based on something. The Rav, I believe when we went through the Sugya of Tefillin and the Halachas of Tefillin last year, we spent some time on this, the Rav felt that based on the Rambam, that one should actually put on the whole Shel Yad first, all the way down to the fingers.
Oh, not
and then put on
like.
The Shel. Right.
And so how do we hold here?
Okay.
So is it important that we...
If you were talking about...
light on both sides.
We really weren't talking about... So my answer to you is, if your tzuos are due for upgrading, then yeah.
How do I know? I've been using those.
This is going to be the greatest recording ever.
5 or 6.
So if you show them to me, I'll tell you. I'm saying it's an expense.
It's a huge box.
So the Rekeach writes,
no box.
This is the Rekeach in Simon Reish Pei. Yeah, don't say that. Reish Pei Gemo. V'yikach matzah rishona v'yivtzeena l'shnayim. Yeah, I'd like you to read, please.
Top of the sheet.
The top. The first Maramakum.
Oh, okay. Vayikach matzah rishona v'yivtzeena l'shnayim or l'shnay?
L'shnayim.
L'shnayim.
It's an apostrophe.
V'pnei shidrocho shalani.
Darko shalani.
So, of course, shidrocho shalani. Lechol peprusa v'yasin.
Lechol peprusa.
Lechol peprusa.
So, since it's darko shalani, lechol peprusa, so too we break a matzah, because ma darko shalani beprusa.
Shona would
break. Afkan beprusa. The kunst to the rokeach is that he's telling Yadavka to break specific matzah, namely the top matzah.
And a 2, it seems like.
Not necessarily. Well, let's not jump ahead. Not necessarily. We'll see in a minute that it seems he may also be holding of 3. But either way, for our purposes, the issue is that you're passing over. Well, in this case, you're not passing over.
Right, this case you're not. Going to rokeach. Really
right. The yasim.
Chatzia tachat zamapo.
Chetzia, the other half. Chetzia.
At least you got the definition.
Yeah, all that definition.
Tachas
hamapa.
beneath the cloth. Doesn't mean the tablecloth. I think he's referring to the covers that are generally used for covering the afikomen, right? Everyone has an afikomen bag. No, this is specifically for the afikomen.
Oh.
So the afikomen. Why would you do this? Why are you putting it in?
Shame in remembrance.
Right.
What do you say?
Bisharosam, Soros, Bisimos. To remember the leftovers that were bound up in the garments on their shoulders.
Right, remember what it says on the Pasuk, that when Klai Yisrael left the Mitzrayim, it says they ate the Karban Pesach, those Pesukim that you looked at, referring to how they ate the Karban Pesach. They ate the Karban Pesach at the ready. They were ready to roll.
Bundled it up,
right?
Put it on their shoulders. So that's...
Now
Al-Sham is like...
Al-Shame.
Al-Shame is... Oh, shame.
Like
Zeicher, okay. Right.
I didn't get that at first, so I thought it was saying we were actually supposed to do that at our tables.
What's that?
Bundle it in an argument.
No, there are.
That's why, and you kept saying it's Zeicher. I'm like, it doesn't say Zeicher.
You want to know something interesting? There are those who have a minute of doing something like that at the beginning. It's not a joke. At the beginning of the Seder, when you say Halach Ma'anya, there are Jews from certain communities that have the practice of taking the matzah, putting it on their shoulders, walking around the table, and they have a little nusach that they say. It is mostly Sephardic, but it's interesting. I saw in this Haggadah,
that's a Haggadah?
The so-called Minchas Asher Haggadah, or Rosh Weiss Haggadah.
How long does that Seder take? Am I right?
Rosh Weiss. What'd you say?
It's a big Haggadah. I said, how long does that Seder take?
That's good.
That's I like it. He's the Maxwell House. It's like this big. It's still big. Yeah. It's 2 hours.
I saw. He has. Yeah. It's not normal.
You wouldn't. How long does it take?
You think because it's such a big safer, it's like probably the longest safe.
Oh, how does it
long ever
to read? You mean
to do your Haggadah?
It's like,
your
Maxwell House takes me 2 hours. That takes me 2 hours.
No. Well, he writes like this is on page Lamed Beis in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Minchas Asher.
Part of the greater good.
Listen to what he writes here. La'achar sheyivtzen l'shnayim, after you break the afikom, the yachatz matzah into two, yitain chetzi hagadol yoser, a larger piece, le'echad min ha'mesubim, you give it to one of the assembled episeder, l'shomra l'afikoman. I don't think that's the common meaning. I think the common meaning is that the one who does it usually secretes it someplace. V'yasimu tachas ha'mapa.
Conceal high.
Conceal high.
Two, isn't it?
Two.
Conceal high.
You said tertiary.
Right. So the lay people, if they only read it, read the first definition, then that's the only one they know.
I'm
speaking to lay people.
The plebeians don't
understand. But I was speaking to those Stanford graduates.
That's why I said tertiary definition.
All right. V'yasimo tachas ha'mapa. Zeich l'masha omer misharo sam trios b'simol sam. V'yishno shenosnim osa al seifam. And some actually take the matzah and put it on their shoulder. He's not speaking to
us. But wasn't that the dough that they did that with?
Yeah, Rebbe did that.
But he writes here, she quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Tafayin Gimel Sif Vav, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, Ubekaf HaChayim, Kaf HaChayim speaking to a Sephardic audience, Sif Katan Kuf Chaf Gimel Kasov, the Nohagim Likshor HaMapa al Kisvei HaKatan, that had a minig of taking the Afikoman and tying it, binding it to the shoulders of the youngest child, and then they say, V'achakach omrim, halach ma'anya, V'achakach holechat tinok, V'dofei kaladelas, that the child comes and knocks on the door, V'omer lo miata, who are you? V'omer Yisrael, I'm a Jew, or I'm the Jewish people. U'me'ayin bata, where are you coming from? V'omer, I'm coming from Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. V'lana to holech, where are you going? V'omer, the Yerushalayim. Ma'ata nosei. What do you have in the package over there? What are you carrying?
Matzah.
You got this, right?
Yeah.
The achakach bolofni hamesubin v'kari manashtana. It's like the prelude
so
to the
cool.
Manashtana. It's a nice minute, right?
No,
this was like the bridge between halach ma'anya and manashtana. Right? They would say this guy would come in. They would put the matzah on his back. They would say halach ma'anya. Then he would go and knock on the door. He'd knock on the door.
The child has to know all these tricks. He has to be prepped for all this.
Yeah. Well, you don't have kids yet, but you'll see when you have kids. Mirat Hashem.
They're really
home,
easy to.
They come home with reams of paper before Pesach. All kinds of sheets stapled and things. You know, every kid comes home with stuff. Commentaries and different Torah sheets. I mean, that's what you're paying for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? It's a big part of your tuition is going for the Pesach preparation, right? That's why a lot of stuff that you do at the Seder, you have to sort of outsmart the kids because they've been so habituated already and so trained with all the Pesach Torah. You have to come up with new stuff. It's like Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim used to come to the Seder with a pot on his head just to get the kids to ask questions.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a nice minhag, but he quoted it from the Kafa Chaim. He says, minhagenu, our minhag, I guess for Ashkenazim, shatinokos machbiin es ha'afikom, they take the afikom and they hide it. V'yishla haziron shalo yachbio mitachas lamitos. He says you should tell them not to put it under the beds. That's a whole separate issue, that you're not supposed to put food under a bed. Yeah. It's interesting that he writes that. Thanks.
I didn't say anything.
But then he says you take the half and you stick it between the two others.
I was going
to
ask why.
The Ladinos also have a similar minog to this, but they don't use Hebrew. They use Ladino. What?
Ladino is Latino, but
Ladino.
I mean, they're Spanish Jews. I don't know exactly if they line up with Latinos, but is that what people say?
Ladino, Latino, something. Yeah,
Latino.
Right.
With the addition of Turkish and Greek and Hebrew.
Like Me'am Lois, I think, was it originally written in Ladino? Me'am Lois?
Latino?
I seem to recall some connection between the Me'am,
oh, yeah.
Me'am Lois and Ladino. Yes?
Thank you.
I can't hear you. There's a lot of people that are speaking at once now.
A reproduction of the title page.
Yeah.
Or the first page of the Me'am Lois. And it's in Kitzav Rashi.
Yeah.
Printed in Kitzav Rashi in Ladino.
Yeah. It is okay. So that's my recollection. Yes, that's right. That's how we got it. Because Daniel Krausen said, "Oh, I thought it meant that you're supposed to do this." And I said, "Yes, in fact, there are people that do this." Dr. J correctly said it's primarily a Sephardic minhag. I said, "Oh, you know what? I remember seeing that Rav Asher Weiss mentions the minhag. He's quoting a Sephardic source, but it's interesting. And I never saw it quite that detailed with the knocking on the door and then the whole skit. But it is nice. Me'am Lois." Initiated by Rabbi Yaakov Kuli in 1730, widely studied commentary on the Torah, written in Ladino, perhaps the best known publication in that language.
Probably
oh,
it's Ladino.
Click
Madame. Me'am Lois.
Madame Lois, yes.
Me'am Lois, I think it's translated into English. What's it called in English? The Torah Anthology? Something like that?
Yeah.
Right? You ever see that?
I would have guessed that, man.
Yeah, Arya Kaplan.
Jewish.
You ever see that, Yona? It's with the yellow dust jacket.
And what is it about?
Parsha.
It's commenting on the Parsha, I think. Judeo-Spanish in Israel, commonly referred to as Ladino, and known locally as Judesmo. It's a Romance language derived from Old Spanish. As a Jewish language, it is influenced heavily by Hebrew, Aramaic, but also Arabic, Turkish, and to a lesser extent, Greek and other languages where Sephardic exiles settled around the world, primarily throughout the Ottoman Empire. It should not be confused with Ladin language, which is related to the Swiss...
Romance?
Yeah, it's probably...
Friulian.
Mostly spoken in the Dolomite Mountains of northern Italy.
I don't think
so
we'll
please don't make that mistake. I know that's the first thing you're going to think of when I mention Ladin.
I met a Dolomite.
I met a Dolomite sandwich. So the Rokeach specifically says that you take the top matzah. You only want to know how many matzahs did the Rokeach conceive of. Well, it's very clear in the next sentence. Chetzia bein hashlemos. Chetzia bein hashlemos implies it's betwixt the complete ones. The implication being...
He says the Kach Rishonah, though. Kach Matzah Rishonah implies that you're taking the top one and not putting
it... No, it sounds like you're putting... That's where you're putting it...
it's not saying where you took it from, but you put it back between two.
Yeah.
Betwixt.
Right, so you took the top one out of the three. And then you took the top one, you put it in between the other two. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, so what's
not. So you know the classic song? Take this middle matzah and they break it into two. I become one half of it and I be given just to you.
I never heard that.
No. That was recorded.
But okay. It's okay. No one knows who that was.
This is the best share. That was Daniel Simon.
Everyone knows
it. It's not good for the show. The Rush writes also, Ume Osan Shalosh Matzos Yivtza Hashniya L'Shnayim. Now, the Rush describes the process, but which matzah are you taking if you're the Rush?
Second one, the middle one.
The middle matzah, the classic understanding of Yachatz, and probably what Maxwell House writes, you take the middle matzah, you break the middle matzah, and you put away the larger portion for the afikoman. But he writes that you take the middle matzah, you break it into two, keep and guard the half for afikoman, and take the other half, bein shtei hashlemos. Bein shtei hashlemos. That's what the Rokeach writes also about bein hashlemos.
So it's ending up in the same place.
The truth is, I don't know if the Rokeach necessarily means bein hashlemos over here in the middle. It could just mean among the shlemos. It could just mean among the shlemos.
Or Rishona could just mean the first one that you take.
No, Rishona is understood by,
that means
by
the top?
As the top, yeah. We'll see in a moment. So be that as it may, the Rokeach clearly was telling you to take the top matzah. The Rosh said specifically take the middle matzah. What are you going to do with the top matzah, according to the Rosh? Like, if this is the first encounter we're having with matzah, why not take the top matzah? Oh, says the Rosh, suppose the top matzah you're going to use for something else.
But now they have the problem of...
We're not saying yet. Valarishona yivarech hamotzi. You're going to make a hamotzi on the top matzah. You're going to make alachilas matzah on the prusa.
Then you eat both.
And then you're going to use the third matzah, the bottom matzah, for korech.
How's that work, though? When Balai is giving out the...
Forget about giving out. Let's just say you buy yourself. We're not worried about
right,
everyone else.
You buy yourself and say, I mean, no problem.
So you give everyone like, a piece of the pieces.
Yeah, but you throw it on a plate. As you know, I'm saying, I feel like it's.
We'll talk about that when we discuss the halachas of the Seder. I'll try to address practicality of this. But in the meantime, what the Rosh is saying is, well, each thing has a matzah. Korech is the third matzah. Mm-hmm. Alachil's matzah is the middle matzah, which is broken, the prusa, because that's madako sha'ani b'prusa afkam b'prusa. And the hamotzi is the top matzah. So which matzah did you break? You broke the matzah for the purpose of saying alachiyos matzah. You broke the middle matzah.
The middle one was broken already. The middle one was broken.
You just broke it. You just broke it.
I'm just
saying he says what you're going to do with the other matzos.
Is it the Rosh?
The Rosh. So again, for the Rosh, the top matzah is for hamotzi. Therefore, you don't break that matzah. You go right to the middle matzah and you break the middle matzah.
When are you breaking the matzah? That's my question. Ayachatz.
Ayachatz.
Right. Okay.
Okay. But according to the Rokeach, you're breaking the top matzah.
Right. And then you only have one, like the Rambam, you only have one and a half.
No, again, I don't know that the Rokeach doesn't have three matzahs. I don't think it could be that he has three matzahs.
Right.
But regardless of that, the point is that you're breaking the top matzah.
Right.
All
right.
The Mordechai that you saw also. So that was the Rosh in Perek Yud Siman Lamed, the Rokeach in Siman Reish Pei Gimel. The Mordechai writes, this is Remez Tav Resh Yud Aleph. Interesting thing I shared with some of you earlier, that the Mordechai seems to suggest, he says this quite expressly, that there were times in history when the Seder was very different, when they would have their meal first, and then the Seder.
Is that possible?
Not 100% clear to me who he's referring to when he says that, but he says they would have the whole meal and then they would have the Seder. Yeah.
But,
He says, Aval Anu, She'osin HaSeder B'tchila, Kodim HaSuda, Vadei Tzarech Shalosh Matzos. You need three matzos. You must have three matzos, as he explained. V'harav Rabbeinu Menachem, Miyoni, V'harav your Yom Tov, and the Rambam all write that you need, or that it's sufficient to have two matzos, right? The Sogi B'Shnei Matzos. So the Mordechai says, listen, as I'll say in a minute, we do use three matzos, but there were Rishonim who said it's sufficient to have two matzos. You break, now what? You break the matzah. Which one? Botzei Achas. You break one of them, L'Shtayim. According to the ones that have two, you're going to break one, and then you make the on the prusa hamotzi and alachilas matzah, and the shlema you're going to use for korich. For Rabbeinu Aviezri, that's the Rav Yah kasav, shabotzei haemtzais. The Mordechai cites the Rav Yah as saying you dafka break the middle matzah, and you put away the other half for afikoman.
Does that make sense?
What do you mean? Because he says three.
Rabbeinu Avi Ezra.
Right. He's going on the fact that it's Tzarech Shalosh Matzos. He just, before that, he introduced that there are three, and then he's sort of segued to the other Rishonim who say it's enough to have two. Now he's getting back to discussing how you do Yachatz.
What about according to the Poskim who say two? What would you say for those?
He's not talking about that. We know the Rambam has Yachatz right before.
Right, but doesn't say which book top one, I'm assuming you break top one.
He's not addressing that. Right.
Right. Okay.
The halak lameimer yivtzaha el yona mishum deim avin ala mitzvos the ein mitzvah b'shviras matzah l'shnayim. So the Rav Yah holds you break the middle matzah, and the Mordechai says, "Don't ask me about ein mavin ala mitzvos. Why?
Because
there's no mitzvah to break. And we have to explain that. That's what he says.
You're still passing up, though. Aren't you still passing up?
Okay, good.
No mitzvah to break the.
No mitzvah breaking. Breaking the middle matzah is not a mitzvah, quote unquote.
And what it normally is supposed to do is create the afikomen and the prusa, and you eat the prusa.
That's what it's for.
The afikomen you save.
Beg your pardon?
The afikomen you save, and the prusa you eat.
Right. Not yet. You're going to eat it later.
The prusa you eat.
According to this understanding, you're going to eat it later. Right now, you're doing it at the traditional yachatz time.
Ah, so then you wait until motzi. Which is after Mavir.
So according to
what you call it?
Yes.
The Rav Yah?
There's no problem
with
Mavir
and
Al
Mitzvah. So where's the
Prusa
then?
Huh?
Where's the Prusa come into play?
You're breaking the middle matzah. To have a Prusa.
But he said there's no mitzvah. He just said there's no mitzvah to break anything.
There's no mitzvah.
How do I also still get my Prusa?
What?
How also get.
Yeah, you need a Prusa, but you're getting to the heart of the issue. He's not calling that a mitzvah. Yeah, you need it. You need to do that action only to get the prusa.
Right. So, being in order to get two, I need one. You know what I'm saying? In order to get to number two, I need one. So he's saying go from zero to two. As he's saying, I don't need one. He's saying
no. But you don't realize it, but you're getting into the heart of the issue.
By the way,
I need a sukkah. Do I have to build a sukkah? Is it a mitzvah to build a sukkah? I need a sukkah.
No.
Why am I building a sukkah?
Oh, so what you're saying is I have a prusa. Do I need to break a prusa? Do I need to break it into a prusa?
Well, it seems that you need to break the prusa, but that doesn't necessarily make it a maisa mitzvah. Let's hold off for just 2 minutes. Sure. I mean, you're getting really into the crux of the matter here. So that's the Mordechai saying the Rav Yah. Then we also have the Leket Yosher, who also says you break the middle matzah, quoting the Rav Yah.
So they're all saying your middle matzah.
Not the Rokeach. The Rokeach says you break the top matzah. The Rokeach, which is the top Mar Makom, first Mar Makom on the page, the Rokeach and the Smag, which I didn't incorporate here, but is cited by the Bach, both say you break the top matzah.
Smag.
The Bach cites him.
Right.
Okay. The Rosh and the Rav Yah, cited by the Mordechai, and the Leket Yosher, citing the Rav Yah, all say that you break the middle matzah. King Kasa Rav Yah, Kadesh Teyal Yona, Shehi Arishona, Kodemes Levar Chamotzi. Why don't you break the top matzah? Oh, you leave the top matzah intact, so when it comes time to do what?
Where are you reading that?
Second line of the Leket Yosha. Chetahel Yona Shiharishona Kodem Levar Chamotzi. You want it to be first. You want the top matzah to be intact when it comes time to do what?
When it comes time
to do mitzvahs.
Right.
You're going to do a mitzvah later. What's the mitzvah you're going to do? First Hamotzi, then Achilas Matzah. So you want the top matzah to be there for a motzi. The in mavir and all mitzvos. Right? You need it for hamotzi. You need it for hamotzi, so therefore it should be there first. Ubebitziya like a mitzvah. And the breaking is not a problem of passing over, because with the breaking there's no mitzvah. Similar to what was mentioned before.
So you have a mitzvah and you have a nothing.
I don't say nothing.
Fine, you have a whatever.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not a mitzvah. So then you can pass over this mitzvah to get to the something or other. But it's
Since what you're doing now is not a mitzvah.
Two mitzvahs, right? If you have two mitzvahs, then you have a problem.
Right now.
If this is not a mitzvah, then going from here to here is not.
Each Chanukah candle is a mitzvah. So if I pass over one Chanukah candle, I know that that's the Imam Vinal mitzvah. Yeah. Putting on each of the tefillin is a mitzvah. If I pass over one to get to the other, it's technically Imam Vinal mitzvah. So I did something wrong. Right? If I pass over the talus to get to my tefillin, I shouldn't do that.
Meaning you have your tefillin here and your talus right
up. Right. Now I have to take out my. I have to use my tefillin first because I passed over a mitzvah.
So
what he's saying is over here, this is not a mitzvah.
Meaning you can pass over your tefillin bag to open your talus bag as long as you don't take out the talus.
I don't know what you just said.
So breaking here is not a mitzvah, right?
Yeah. Right.
What is a mitzvah is that I need the top one to be used for a motzi.
Later, hamotzi is going to be a mitzvah.
Why
so when it comes to a motzi, I want to use the first. I want to use the first one. I want to use the first one.
I
want to use the first one. I want to use the first one for Hamotzi. So you're saying that?
Why want the first one? Why do you need the first one?
Because that's the first mitzvah that you're going to do.
So why can't I use the middle and the second one for Hamotzi?
Then you'd be passing over the first one.
Not if I already used it. I'm not passing over anything.
Oh, if you already used it.
I already used it now.
Good question. Sounds like he's saying that you dafka want to have that matzah to serve as your hamotzi lechem menorah matzah.
Right, so I'm saying
that it should be there. So you rishona kodemus levarich hamotzi.
When you usually make hamotzi on Shabbos, de'ein
mavir and all matzah mitzvos.
When you make hamotzi on Shabbos on Friday night, you use the top one.
Use the bottom one, but you hold the top one further away.
Right.
The same reason.
Top one further. No, you hold the bottom one. I thought you use the bottom one, right?
Yeah, but I think so. You hold the top one further away.
If you use the top, so you want it to be like you want the bottom one sticking out. No,
isn't that the same as saying you hold the top one further away?
Right, and the opposite would be on Shabbos day. You want
use like, the top one. I think use the top one on Shabbos day, right?
Right.
How come you do it that direction? I mean, why do you do it in this?
I think it's Alpi Kabbalah. I don't think
bottom one Friday night.
I think the halachic reason for it.
Bottom one Friday night, so top Shabbos day.
Right,
and Shoshana's.
Shoshas, I'm not sure. I'm not aware of any
kedim.
I'm not aware of it.
You need a commissioner for Shoshas.
That's ideal.
So, according to the, do you not want to get this down? Probably not. I mean, it's a good question.
Yeah, I'm happy to answer your question. Don't get upset.
No, I just, I don't.
What's your question?
It's about what we spoke about a couple of days ago about the mon, right?
Yeah.
The reason you do lach mishnah because the mon fell double right. Portion on Friday. But if you're eating, you know, if I use my lach mishnah according to that, it double portion, so I had two loaves. Friday night by Shabbos day, I no longer have two loaves. So why is there still a?
I don't know what you're saying anymore.
Like,
oh, I see what you're asking me. Why is it that you have lechem mishnah at each one of the sudos?
I don't have any more lechem mishnah.
What do you mean you don't have anymore?
Meaning, if the whole portion fell on Friday.
Yeah, I understand. So, as a zecher to the fact that a double portion fell on Friday for Shabbos, at each one of the times where you kovei a sudo, you have lechem mishnah
on just Shabbos though. On Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov also.
What about
during the week? There's no such thing.
Sus mitzvah.
No, there's no such thing as
lechem
mishnah. No, Purim, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, there's no idea of lechem mishnah.
On Yontif, though, wouldn't one want to have, like if you have a double Yontif and a Shabbos, then you would want triple mishnah?
No.
I mean, you'd want the lechem triple.
No, we don't do that. Because it fell,
yeah, although, because the race is only one day, is that why?
That's a good question.
Yontif's
really
that's
a good
day.
Question.
Welcome back to the ground.
Thank you. Had a nice trip. I'd like to just maybe take another minute to just get all the facts on the ground, then maybe tomorrow we could try to flesh this out a little bit.
Yep.
Okay.
Down to flush it out.
What's that?
I'm very down to flush it out.
You sit down to flush it out.
Again, we have the. I'm glad everyone's having a good time. We have the Rokeach saying you break the top matzah. The Smag cited by the Bach says also you break the top matzah. And the reason why they say break the top matzah is specifically because of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos. They're specifically worried about Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvos. The Rosh, the Rav Yah, the Mordechai, like a Yosher, they're all of the mindset that you don't have to break the top one. You have to break the middle one to leave the top one for Hamotzi. Why? But with regard to the betzia, says the Lekat Yosher, Lekat Mitzvah. V'chein kasav maharam b'siduro, v'chein nohugu rabosai. So that's what my Rebbeim did also. Now let's just take a look at the Bach. Okay?
He also holds the middle.
Who? Like a Yosher?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, also specifically saying there's no problem with a Mavir and Al Mitzvos because there's no Mavir and Al Mitzvos with regard to something that's not a mitzvah. Right?
Right, so far it's 3-on-1.
it happens to be here 3-on-2 because of the Smog. Smog also says, but I'm not worried about a numbers game. I mean, it's not about the numbers. I just want you to get the...
Yeah.
Could be the other Rishonim also. I'm not citing every Rishon.
There's no problem with a Mavir because it doesn't apply here.
Well, not what Pshat doesn't apply, because he's saying it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah.
It's could be a little...
That's the Lashon. No, we're going to have to explain that. Because Bitsiya Leka Mitzvah. Ube Bitsiya Leka Mitzvah says Leka Yosher. That's the Rav Yah's Lashon also, I think. The Ein Mitzvah B'Shiras Matzah L'Shnayim, says the Rav Yah. Since there's no mitzvah to do this, it's not a problem of Ima Avirin.
Okay.
You understand the fact?
I mean, it's weird.
Answer my question. Do you understand the facts?
I think so.
Rav Yah is saying That since he's citing the Rav Yo.
Oh.
Right? The Mordechai has the same, very same language. Right? So, since the act of breaking the matzah is not a mitzvah, when I pass over the first matzah to break the second matzah, it's not called imavir nal mitzvos.
Okay, but because there's no mitzvah to break. That's what we're saying. But
yes.
Still, I'm still being mavir the top piece.
To be discussed further.
Okay.
Bach, tafayin gimel. V'yikach ha-matzah emtsois, break the middle matzah. V'yivtze'en o'shnayim, break the middle matzah into two. Kach kasav ha-rosh, which we saw. Kach kasav b'hagos maimini. B'seder maharam. V'shechein pirish rav yo, which we've seen. D'lo k'moshe kasav b'smag u'b'rokeach. Unlike the smag and the rokeach, which we've now seen as well. Dibotzeya ha'elyona, hi harishona, the top one. Mishum de ema v'yinal mitzvos. They said, break the top one because of ema v'yinal mitzvos. Ah, what about those who argued and said, no, yidavka break the middle one, not the top one? They said, adaraba. Listen to this lashon. The Bach adds a little bit of lashon, Daniel. Ha'mitzah rishona, shehu levorech berachas ha'motzi, hi al harishona. The first mitzvah is going to be on the first matzah. Aval levitzoa hamatzel ashnayim lasosa prusa, because it says lechamoni ain b'zeh mitzvah kolkach, and therefore it's not a problem.
Therefore, it's not a problem to use the top one.
Therefore, it's not a problem to pass over the top one to break the middle one. I'm not in violation of emavir nal mitzvos when I pass over the top one to get to the middle one to break it. And he says, adarabba, when it comes to mitzvos, I'm going to do my mitzvah on the first matzah that I confront. My alachil, my
break the top one, right?
No.
So why does it appear on two then?
Smag and rokeach.
They say to break the top matzah.
Yes, but all the other Rishonim here say break the middle matzah.
So the smag is in Or HaChaim, no?
Smag is a separate sefer. What do you mean?
Oh.
Rav Yoh, Rosh.
I'm saying out of our five sources so far, four out of five are saying break the middle one. But for different reasons. Some of them.
No.
The
Leket Yosher cites the Rav Yoh. Mordechai cites the Rav Yoh.
Right.
And then you have the Rosh.
Yeah, Rosh.
So I'm saying Mordechai, Rosh, Leket Yosher all say break the middle matzah.
Yeah. Or Bach is also saying.
The Bach is just quoting now the Shitos of the Rosh. Yes, because the Torah says you break the middle matzah. So the Bach is explaining why there's no problem of Ein Ma'avir Nal Mitzvos according to those we show in him that say break the middle matzah. Right? He's saying even though the Rokeach and the Smag said Dafka break the top matzah, right? We don't do that because we follow the practice of the Rosh and the Hagos Maimini and the Rav Yoh who say break the middle matzah. Why? Because breaking a middle matzah is not a mitzvah. And then he says even more than that, or previously says more than that, adarabba, hamitzvah harishona, what's the first mitzvah that you're going to do, legabi matzah? What's the first matzah-oriented mitzvah that you're going to do at the Seder? Hamotzi. Which matzah are you going to do that on? That one's going to be on your top matzah. So yes, this needs to be explained further. This needs to be explained further. But we have a machlokas here. Is there a problem of Imar Vinal Mitzvos to take the middle matzah? Well, it's machlokas.
Right.
The question is, why would you say yes and why would you say not? So now we see a little bit that you would say not because there's no mitzvah. But we still need to explain that. That needs to be fleshed out a little bit further. And we need to explain why the other Shitos would say, yes, it is a problem. It is a problem.
So you see, what I was saying before is getting a little too technical. That's for...
That's for right now. I mean, that's for now. Tomorrow. That's for trying to explain the machlokas. Right. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. Yes.